Red FM's Big Red Bench. Red FM.
It wasn't beyond my expectations because I sort of, I'm positive and I felt that, you know, with the pre-season of players we had, you know, that anything is possible. But, you know, at the same time, from the Pats match, going in a half-time 1-0 up, I thought we were going to win the match. 1-0 down to 10 men. You're hoping to hang on for the point, which happened. Derry was different. You know, we went to Derry in a positive mood. We had our game plan, what we intended to do, but as soon as we arrived at the ground and walked on the pitch, everything changed because, you know, I know it's been well documented, but it was absolutely horrendous. And you just couldn't pass the ball, you couldn't play from the back. So the whole, you know, you could see straight away the game was going to be, it was going to be in the air, it was going to be a battle. And we felt after about 20 minutes we were in a small bit of trouble. They had dominated a bit and we were in trouble in a few areas and we made a few switches which settled us down. And when we got to half time, we just felt, and we spoke about that, it was going to be one of those games where it was just going to be one chance in it and that we would get a chance just to keep things tight and hopefully we got the chance, we take it. And you know, and I felt that once we scored, then, you know, for the remainder of the game, we defended very well and we were comfortable. But it was that type of game, you know, it's there was nothing between the two teams. And you know, obviously to win up there, because obviously Derry are going to have a big say yet, and Roddy's going to turn around. There's no doubt about that. But you know, for us to have 4 points after two matches is good. But you know, it's to answer the question, I certainly was hoping we were going to have 4 points. But you know, have 4 points going into our next home matches, it's good. You know, so but at the same time, Bray have the same. You know, they beat Sligo. True way to Limerick, having conceded a goal, or packing their midfield, being very difficult to break down. So, to be fair to them, you know what I mean. It you know, and Matthews, after taking off, he's brought a lot of ex-Shelburne fellas there, Casty and guys like that who've been around the league. So he's assembled a decent team, and you know, so you know, it's a huge challenge for us because obviously coming down to us at the weekend, the onus is on us. You know, the expectation is obviously big, and it's these are the type of games that you have to be careful, because you know, going to playing Pats, it's easy to get up for the match, 5,500 people, you know what I mean, and I even hear people talking about games 4 weeks away, 3 weeks away, 2 months away, whereas like the Bray game is 3 points in offer, and it's a huge match for us, and we need to be on top form to against them, because if we're not in top form, you know, we'll drop points.
But last Sunday, John, like without your captain suspended, without three of your four recognised strikers, it was a huge 3 points, and then the pitch running as well that we all saw on TV as well.
Yeah, well, I think what the most pleasing thing about it was that it was a good clean sheet, and what I mean by that is that, like, you know, in the last couple of seasons, we found it hard to keep clean sheets. There's been a lot of chopping and changing in the back four. And we're trying to get a settled, you know, a settled team, certain partnerships together. And I suppose, look, it's no coincidence that, again, you know, Dan and Darren played together. You know, Dan missed a lot of last year through work. Darren missed most of the season with his injury. So two of them have been in superb form, and to have them back together, that's their third game of the week. You know, Pats, Limerick, Derry. So, and you can see that's two clean sheets out of three for them. You know, and then obviously you have McNulty in goal, who's done really well, and young Lennon has come in, and to be fair to him, and has been fantastic at full back, and as you said, you had Johnny, and then Darren Murphy went in left back, and Sunday did exceptionally well. So you know, you can see that out of the back five, four of them have been there for the first three matches, which is important. You know, and they're establishing a bit of a pattern amongst themselves, and you know, but you know, so it is good. But, and at the same time, you know, in the middle of the pack is, you know, I suppose what we're trying to do is we're trying to get guys, get our team shape, how we're going to play. Obviously, some weeks are going to different, other weeks personnel are going to difference. But at the same time, your core of the team will remain the same, and that's and if your core of the team remains the same, then you should be strong.
Colin Healy, it's only a personal opinion, has really stepped up to the mark this season. What have you done to him to galvanise him? He's tackling players, he's controlling games that we expected him to do.
Well, to me, Colin is, you know, the top player, and You know, he's played 22 times with Ireland. He's played with Sunderland. He's played with Ipswich. He's played with Celtic. To be fair, I'm not going to talk about Colin Healy because he's played. You know, he's had an incredible career. I've done nothing to Colin. He's trains every day. Superb attitude. Superb leader. Superb to the young fellas. Great in the dressing room. I have to say, I don't know anything like Colin's high expectations that he demands, and I'm delighted. And he's been fantastic for us. And you know, I really don't know anything about Colin over the last couple of years. You know, I know he's had a few injuries, but this year he's been absolutely superb, and I'm delighted. And may his form continue.
But he seems part of the kind of general spirit that's in the team this season that possibly has been missing in the past few.
Well, I suppose to be fair to me, it's hard for me to comment on that because I haven't been there. But all I can say is that, you know, since I've come in and John Carter's come in, the attitude since pre-season has been fantastic. And at the end of the day, if you don't have that atmosphere and spirit and attitude within your squad, you're wasting your time. And no one in the panel that we have, I believe, you know, doesn't want to be there. I think there's fantastic attitude, fantastic spirit, and I think fantastic belief that the guys see that, do you know what I mean, if they can keep high performances every week, there's no team out there that we can't manage. And that's what we believe in. But early in the season, to say that is grand. You have to deliver week in, week out, and we have to make sure that when we get to midpoint in the season, get towards the end of the season, that we're still thereabouts, and that's what we hope for. So, you know, obviously you hear stories. I've been involved as a player in camps when things were good and things weren't good, whatever. There's no doubt at the moment that the atmosphere within the camp is fantastic, and long may it continue. But you know, I still keep saying that, and the lads, and I think the lads understand that if we keep performing, they're going to play at home in front of bigger crowds, and as a footballer, that's what you want, you know. And if we can go into Turner's Cross every week and play in front of, you know, 4,000 people, 5,000 people, that's fantastic, and that's what you want. So but just to back to Colin, he's been superb for me. He's an outstanding player, but on and off the pitch, he's a fantastic person, and you know, I've nothing but the highest to speak about him.
I know Johnny Dunne with the captain coming back after suspension. Can you give us an update on Anthony Elding and Mike Crafter?
Anthony is on treatment, didn't train this morning. We're hoping he'll train tomorrow. His injury has been, recovery is a little bit slower than we were hoping. But I'd certainly keep my fingers crossed, hoping that he'll make Friday. He'll be available for Friday. Michael Rafter will be back in training with us next week. And you know, whether the lone game will be too soon for him at the moment, it's hard to call. But certainly he's the good thing about him, at least he'll be back training by next week anyway, so he'll be hopefully be back in contention. And Danny Morrissey is due to come back training within 2 to 3 weeks, so at least hopefully it'll be light at the end of the tunnel with Danny, then he might get back for maybe mid-April. Liam got a knock, and he stood off training this morning, but I imagine Liam will be okay for Friday. He's a good healer, you know. He gets over injuries quicker than some guys get over than other guys, and Liam is one of those guys. So I'd expect Liam to be okay for the weekend.
John must be very encouraging at that. Like you said, he went to Derry with the game held in mind, and then they had to completely reform it. When they saw the pitch, like, it must be really good that the team are able to adapt that quickly.
Well, I suppose it's part of football. You have to, you know, we've done a lot of work last week. We knew the way Derry were going to play. We did a lot of work to counteract that. We did a lot of attacking work. We wanted to stretch the play, and that was the reason we put Liam at left back, actually. Do you know what I mean, with Billy, because the two lads on the left, we did a lot of work between the two of them, working on getting that Derry. But it, you know, I suppose when you arrive and you realise, you know, this game is going to be playing in grass, there's going to be no ball on the ground, because it was like a cobbled street, you know what I mean, it was incredible. And you know, you then have to go back and say, right, it's going to be playing in the air, we need to box clever, we need to play a lot tighter. And you know, where areas we intended to attack Derry in particular phases of play where we wanted to get at Derry, we knew weren't going to happen then. So I suppose we knew then it was probably going to be more of a set-piece game, and, you know, and I suppose, yeah, the lads did adapt, but to be fair, we have a lot of intelligent players that have been around, you know what I mean, we've done a lot of work on defensive work as well, so, you know, there's good shape about our team, and, you know, while it was a change, at the same time, it was nothing massive, because we were used to, and we'd done quite a bit of it against Pats as well.
Do you think it was a deliberate plan by Derry to stop you playing football?
Absolutely not, no. No, the pitch is owned by Derry Council.
Oh.
And to be fair to Derry City, when we arrived, they apologised and they couldn't be... They were embarrassed by it. So, no, it had nothing... I know there was a lot of talk and that, but certainly not. And to be fair to Derry, you know, Derry are a fantastic club. But even to be fair to Roddy, you know what I mean? He's, you know, everywhere he's gone to, what he's been with Bowes when they won the double. He's been with Athlone, got them promoted. He tried to turn Monaghan around. He's, you know, to be fair to the guy, he's always... You know, I know he's outspoken, but he's you know, I get on quite well with Roddy, and he always likes to go and have a cut-off teams and whatever. And, like, they played Patterson, McElhaney, Stewart and Curran, you know, four attacking players against us. So, to be fair to them, you know, it didn't suit them either, like.
So, I must be looking forward to getting back to Turner's Cross and actually being able to play football on Friday.
Yeah, we are, because, you know, obviously the surface, you know, in Turner's Cross is fantastic. The night of the Pats match, you know, it was a brilliant nick. It's going to be a brilliant nick this week. I suppose the key for us is that, you know, I'm appealing that the crowd will come out in force again, because, you know, just, the, you know, this myth that Bray, you know, and Bray have struggled for the last couple of years. I actually don't think Bray will struggle this year. Do you know what I mean? You know, I think with matches in charge and the players he's brought in, I think Bray will be a comfortable mid-table team, and they'll cause a lot of damage. And, you know, sometimes people look at the fixture and, you know, Pats and Rovers and, you know, like Derry, everyone wants to come out for. But it's a game like Bray on Friday night that we need the support to come back out. We need the crowd that came out against Pats, because it's going to be a really, really difficult game, and they're going to come down with sell out their stall, defend, try and hit us on the break, pack to the midfield, and we need to be on our game. And I just think it's going to be, you know, it's one of those ones that their probably game plan is probably trying to frustrate us, not let us score, try and get the crowd on our back. So, you know, really we're hoping to get a huge crowd again. And you know, I'm appealing really to the crowd to come out in force again and see, can we get another 3 points?
You must be over the moon in football. I think about the displays of Marco Sullivan, who's new to the Ulster League, but he's been fantastic in both games.
Well, to be fair to Mark, I never had a doubt about him. John Cotter never had a doubt about him. You in the sense that in himself, maybe he was himself had a doubt because of confidence, because at the same time, while he's been the prolific amateur player, you know, the step up is significant, and he's found it very difficult. He's found the training very difficult at the start in particular, but he's adapted. And to be fair to him, you know, the two centre backs for Derry, McBride and Cliff Byrne, are two big, strong, hard centre backs, too honest to God, but by God they're hard. And I just felt that Sunday, you know, Mark took a bit of criticism on the TV, which was incredible, because his work rate is fantastic. And he clattered McBride, he clattered Byrne, they were both having a call off him, and as the guys at training will tell you, he's a bit like a rock, and he's a super guy, super work rate, and he did an awful lot of dirty work. And he did the same against Limerick, and got a great goal against Limerick. So to be fair to the guy, you know, I think he's got the confidence to realise that he can play at this level. You know what I mean? Because the step up is high. Very few fellas from amateur football can make that step up, but he has. And I think throughout the season, he'll do very well for us.
Coming back to the club was always on my mind at some stage in my career, and I didn't know whether I would have the chance or the opportunity would have came up. But when it did, you know, it was always going to be a strong option for me. And then with Darren being here, just made it clear, like, you know, it was a club that I really wanted to come back to. And obviously having Dan here is great as well.
And obviously delighted with the start of the season.
Yeah, delighted. I mean, you know, to be honest, I kind of could see it in myself after a week or two of pre-season. You know, I think to myself, we've a really strong squad here. Like, you know, we've a great bunch of lads and a team that's willing to work hard for each other. And you know, we've got a couple of decent results now, but, you know, we're concentrating on Friday and hopefully we can carry that into the next couple of games.
And I suppose, like, the club is on a better kind of financial footing anyway than the last time you were here. It's probably a lot easier to play well when kind of things off the field are taken care of themselves, like.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, you know, it's important to have a stable club, but from the player's point of view, you know, you just have to go out into pitch and perform regardless of what situations are going on off the pitch. Yeah. And you know, it's great now to have the club back, and you know, you can have a sense that everyone's pulling in the one direction, which is a massive thing. You know, everybody in the club, the supporters, everybody is trying to push the club one way, and you know, it's a collective thing, and everyone is trying their best, so you know, hopefully we can carry that forward as well.
And have you played on the same team as Darren much in the past?
No, not since we were kids, like under maybe 15 or 16. You know, we played against each other once or twice in England, which was a bit unusual, but you know, it's great to be back in the same team now, especially a senior side, and to be fighting in a team that's trying to compete for things and to work hard. It's great.
Sunday, Billy wasn't your kind of surface, really, was it? A player with your skill, like it's on a pitch like that, you could see that it was going to be a very difficult day for people like yourself and Liam Carney, probably, on the other side.
Yeah, it was, but you know, these things happen throughout the season. You know, when there are games like that, you just have to make sure that you, as a player, you play from your shape and you work hard for the team. You know, it's every game won't be pretty to watch and every game won't be pretty to play in, but it's a matter of getting results and it's a matter of finding a way to win. You know, however you do that for the team. And you know, I taught everybody throughout the team on Sunday, and even the boys who came into the game, you know, everybody had the one aim, and that was to win the game no matter how we done it, and everybody worked hard, and I definitely think we deserved the win in the end. Yeah.
Billy, having had the European experience with Rovers, is it a kind of a priority, you know, to experience the same kind of thing with Cork?
Yeah, but I think it's the priority for everyone at the club. You know, European football is a great thing to have in your career, and you know, I've often thought about it. You know, when we did have European games, I thought to myself, geez, imagine these games at Turner's Cross. It'd be unbelievable, you know. And, you know, there's a lot of players in our squad that haven't experienced it, you know, and I've been telling them about it. And, you know, I'd like for them players to be able to get to that level too and to test themselves, because there's no doubt about it that the ability and the talent is there. So, you know, that's a lot in the future, though, not to be honest. You know, that's not really in our thoughts at the minute, you know. As a team, all we're looking at is Friday night and getting a result on Friday and working hard as we have for the last couple of weeks. And, you know, we'll do that throughout the season, take one game at a time, because in football you can never look too far ahead. You know, you just have to keep your goals short. And, you know, we're looking at Friday now and looking to get a result and take that then on to the following game again.
Billy, how impressed with you have you been with John Caulfield?
Yeah, again, like, you know, after a week or two pre-season, I knew that, you know, John was kind of my type of manager, you know, my type of guy. And you know, himself and John Carter, to be fair, you know, they set the standards for us every day in training, and it's up to us to reach them. You know, they're at us every day demanding the best from us and demanding nothing but 100%. And you know, to be fair, there's a great bunch of lads that want to do that. You know, we want to get better, we want to keep improving, you know. And you know, I'm sure that, you know, we'll all fight for each other, you know what I mean. There'll be times when things aren't going our way as well. You know, everything won't be always great. You know, there'll be times when, you know, things will go against us, but you know, from what I can feel like, is that everyone's together. You know, everyone's trying to do the right things and everyone's trying to go the one way, and you know, I think that will stand us in good stead when push comes to shove.
You're under a bit of pressure now, are you, with the smaller brother, the goal scoring stage?
Bigger brother.
Yeah,
it is. You know, it's great for Darren, because you know, he had a difficult couple of years, really. You know, people didn't understand the extent of his injury when he was in England. You know, he was in there for a year, and he was told by a lot of people that he wouldn't play again, you know, and it was good to kind of be there to help him through it. And for him to score the other night was unbelievable. And, you know, I was glad for the team that he got the win and happy that he played well. So hopefully he can continue that. But once he doesn't score more goals than me, I'll be happy.
I think the photograph, I think it was in the Examiner today, which was in, I think, the Times yesterday, of the reaction of the players when he scored, I think says an awful lot for the... We spoke about earlier with John, the spirit within the squad this year.
Yeah, it's, again, you know, it's, people can say players are nice to look at, nice to watch, but, you know, it's all about having that in your team, spirit, and you can feel it in training, you can feel it, you know, that boys can have a go at each other and you can have a pop-up fella, but it's all to help each other, you know, it's all to try and get each other better and help each other for the games. And, you know, even fellas like coming in, Mark O'Sullivan, Kevin Mull, and all these guys, it's great, you know, they bring a freshness to it and they bring good attitude and a good hunger to get better. And, you know, everyone else then feeds off of each other. And, you know, I think throughout the season that we can only get better I really do feel that the younger players have been brilliant. You know, the likes of Lenny, the likes of Bucks, the likes of Cav, all these guys, you know, are coming through now, and they've got a hunger to get better as well, and a good attitude to improve. And you know, once you have that, you know, the manager always says, like, you'll have a great chance when you have that, and I feel like at the minute we have it, so hopefully we can continue forward.
And you're shifted left back against Pat. I suppose it's not something you want to be doing on a regular basis.
No, I'd say the manager was probably getting a left back as ready as quick as possible, but you know, I knew that it kind of happened quite quick on the pitch, so I just thought I'd just slide in here for a minute until, you know, John and Cotts were able to make their decision. But, you know, one or two balls came, and I knew I just had to kind of do a job for the team. You know, I had Darren and Dan beside me kind of talking me through it, yeah. So it was just a matter of helping the team. And, you know, again, on that night, everybody was brilliant, you know, across the whole team. You know, the boys up front working hard, and, you know, around the back of the midfield, everybody was putting in a shift for each other. And, you know, I think, to be honest, if we had 11 men against Pats, we would have went down and won the game, no doubt in my mind. But, you know, to have play against them with 10 men for 25 minutes was impressive. Like, you know, we never looked like losing, really.
Red FM's Big Red Bench. Red FM.